Why, hello, you guys. Welcome to the Horse Trader's Diary. My name is Tara Sanders, and this is my podcast. So I just want to let you guys know how appreciative I am of every single one of my listeners. My numbers for a podcast that is basically just horse-related or farm-related, my numbers for listeners is super, super high. And I just know that I can contribute that to my tribe. I want to thank everybody that listens because most of you guys originated from SSS. And you guys have just been part of my tribe for the longest time. And I love you and thank you so much for your listenership. Now, this podcast is going to be about a multitude of things, I'm sure. But one thing I want to talk to you guys about is supplements. I have had so many comments, so many inbox messages, just a ton lately about supplements. I mentioned that I really loved OE Nutraceuticals, and there have been so many of you order Align, OE Align, and I love that product, and I'm so grateful. Hold on just a second. I'm heating up the water for my French press. So, I'm so thankful to you guys just for believing in the things I believe in and trusting my opinion. But one thing I do want to let you guys know on supplements is something that I've learned. And I did discuss this in one of the previous podcasts that when you start a supplement, it takes a long time to see a big difference. And that's normal. And I see so many people that are like, oh, I tried that supplement and it didn't work for me. First of all, different supplements work in different ways, but like a hoof supplement, it takes 12 full months for the entire hoof that you're seeing to be a hoof that has been fed that supplement. So if you put your horse on a hoof supplement and in 30 days you don't see a difference, it's because the hoof that is being built by the body off of the nutrition from that supplement is in the coronary band, and it takes 12 months for that to grow all the way down. And did you know that the rings you see in a feet really don't always have much to do with founder? I've heard people say those are founder rings. Actually, most of those are nutrition rings, meaning that it's from nutrition, that nutrition changes are what cause the rings in the feet. So you want to stick with something at least 12 months. I know that seems like such a long time, but it's why when I tell you that something didn't work for me, I spent a lot of money to learn that it did not work for me. And a lot of times there are supplements that you feed and within 30 or 45 days, you can see some change. OE Align, you guys will, within probably 45 days, see change. It is a supplement that I see dapples. I see shinier coats. And that's just because there are ingredients that help the body to produce some oils. And it's got a little bit of a fat. It doesn't have a fat supplement, but it's got some ingredients that help the body to store fat a little better and to turn the fat into muscle easier so you gain more top line from it. Now, the internal changes for inflammation, gut health take probably 60 to 90 days. So for me, that's a product that you're not going to feed overnight and just be blown away. But you will actually see visible signs of it working within 30 to 45 days. And probably within 60 to 90 days, you're going to get the full effect. However, hoof supplements, mane and tail supplements, those take longer. I will tell you that Align has a lot of biotin in it. So you're going to see some mane and tail growth. But what I like is the hair that grows while your horses eat Align is going to be a better quality, more nutrient-rich hair. So that mane and tail will be a little bit thicker hair, and it'll be stronger so that as that grows out, it'll not break off as quickly, meaning it will grow longer in the long run and thicker. So obviously it's not going to make the ends of your horse's hair thicken up, because that's not how a supplement like that works. But the hair that the body grows from the point that you feed it on is going to be thicker, better quality hair. So it's not going to break off nearly as easy as the hair they've been producing. So you are going to see thicker, longer hair. But what I tell people is, take pictures today and document everything. And in a year from now, you can go back and see how much better quality the hoof is, how much better quality their mane and tail are. Another thing to look for is their chestnut or their toe. I don't know what you guys call it. I've heard it called a lot of things. On the back of the knee, on the back of the hock, they have those little parts that are like skin or whatever. You want to see those more easily grow and fall off. So that should kind of be more moist. I use the word moist, but I just mean you can just tell that it's like a little bit better quality skin. I've had horses that I have to kind of peel them off a little bit more frequently because they're turning over. And that is a sign of health. If you have a horse that toe or chestnut is very, very brittle and it's almost like you have to break it off, those are not good signs. You want for that to grow and to be very soft and easy to peel off, and it should grow and break off really regularly. So a lot of people don't know that, but that is a sign of health. It's just like their hoof. So think of it like their hoof. Another thing is their eyelashes and whiskers. You know, you might have to clip more, but it is a good thing for horses to grow whiskers quicker. I have to clip a lot more on a line, but I know that that's just because my horses are healthier. Another product that I love is the OE Game Changer. It's actually probably my favorite product for performance horses and for horses that... sorry, you guys. Let me start. And for horses that have a little bit of age on them, I absolutely, absolutely love that product. So if you guys want to order a line or Game Changer, I don't actually like sell it, but I can get it to you through a dealer to where it's free shipping. So just let me know. You can Venmo me over the money. I'll Venmo it to them. Or if you want to contact them, I'll give you their info, and they can then order your stuff for you and you get free shipping. So that's always a great thing. Now, a lot of people ask me more about gut health, and I will tell you that if you're wanting a cheap alternative, like if you, let's say you were like, I don't compete, I don't really do all that, but my horse is a little bit ulcery, you can feed, just so you know, apple cider vinegar and aloe vera juice every single day, and it two of the best things you can do. My dad feeds every racehorse in his barn both. Now, the apple cider vinegar, you're going to want to feed. Let me see. I have a measuring cup here somewhere. So hang on just a second, because I can tell you this is too small. Let's see. Sorry, I'm digging. Okay. So you're going to feed 1/4 of a cup. You will feed 1/4 of a cup of apple cider vinegar once a day, and you will feed 1 cup of aloe vera juice twice a day. So again, that's 1/4 of a cup of apple cider vinegar once a day, and you want to buy apple cider vinegar with the mother. That's one time a day, and you will feed 1 cup of aloe vera juice twice a day. And you can do that. You can get both those products at Walmart. A gallon of aloe vera juice is around $8, and the apple cider vinegar just varies on what brand you buy and kind of how bougie it is. You can buy the cheap stuff, though, for your horse. It's not a problem. Those things are going to neutralize the pH in the stomach, and they not only naturally help. Tastes so freaking good. I am just addicted to Starbucks instant coffee and French roast, just so y'all know. Okay, so they're going to neutralize the pH in the stomach. They are going to help the stomach to just be healthier. I always, 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 always this time of year feed apple cider vinegar and aloe vera. My dad feeds it to every single horse in his barn every day. religiously. I really get serious about it during season change because of bariatric pressure, and I want to prevent colic. I want to try to do everything I can to prevent colic, and that is something that I know can help prevent colic and help keep their bowels moving. So I do it. So apple cider vinegar and aloe vera, they are great products. Somebody asked me about gelatin. I've done a lot of research on gelatin, and gelatin does have, it is a great ingredient to help a horse grow mane and tail. I feed OE a line, and it has tons of biotin in it, so I don't need to feed gelatin because I do feed a line. With that being said, packets of unflavored gelatin can be fed to horses to help their mane and tail grow. I do know that it can also cause kidney stones in horses. I read a study somewhere on that because there were people feeding like a cup of unflavored gelatin a day. That's too much. You want to do 2 to 3 unflavored packets of gelatin once to twice a day. So about 3, I would probably do like 2 packets of gelatin in the morning, 2 packets of gelatin at night. You do not want to do a cup of gelatin in the morning and a cup of gelatin at night. That's too much. But I've also heard people say that if you're feeding just 1 to 2 packets, even maybe 2 to 3 packets once to twice a day, it's not enough to make a difference in a horse. So you can keep that in mind also. I don't know. I don't feed gelatin because, again, I know that the OE Nutraceuticals product I feed called Align has more than enough biotin in it to do what I need. Now, I will say, people have asked me about hoof supplements, and I am currently, I've got 2 horses that have been on this product for 6 months, CEP. And I have 2 horses that have been on another product, so I'll tell you about both of them. So 6 months ago, I started 2 horses on CEP Hoof RX. That's Complete Equine Performance. I love their gut check. So this product is a unique blend of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids to help increase, It's $110 retail. And let me go ahead. I'm trying to get it to pull up. It keeps saying server unavailable, but I was just on it, so. Do y'all ever have days like that where it's just like, that's welcome to my life today? It's just a little bit annoying. Yes, it's $110. Let me see how many days this product is. Okay, so it's got helps stimulate blood flow to increase circulation, includes buckwheat, 75 micrograms of biotin per dose, and it's got 5,000 IUs of vitamin E per dose, over 20 amino acids. In extreme cases, 2 scoops per day, depending on the horse's needs. 1 bucket has 68 doses. So it's $110 a month for 68 doses. Okay, so if you feed 2 scoops per day, it's a 2-month supply. If you feed the maintenance dose, which is 1 scoop per day, it's about 4 months worth. So my mare has been on 2 scoops a day, and we're going on, at this point, we are going like on 6 months. And I really love this product for her. I do not love their daily lung. I do not love their daily lung. I do not like their amp air. That company has lots of products that I fed that I don't like, but products that I do love, I absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, fully love the CEP Gut Check. I absolutely love the CEP Hydrate. I absolutely love the CEP Hoof RX, and I absolutely love their Cool Clean Spray Foamer thing. And I have bought several of those. I don't have their Keep It Cool gel. I have bought it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I just didn't really have a use for it because I have something else I love more. So yeah, so that's what I do love of theirs. Let's see. I also fed their Vitality Plus, and it just didn't really have a, it just didn't really have like a place in my program, I guess. But it, I don't know that it's a bad product. It just didn't, wasn't something I needed. Something I recently ordered a bunch of, and we will see, they have a new product called Main Addiction, and it's a coconut hair serum shine and detangler. It's $23, which we'll see. I ordered four of them. I'm going to use it and see. I have used their Gear Down also, and for the horse that I had, I used the Gear Down for 60 days. Did not really feel like it was great for her. That mare ended up being on CAM CBD daily pellets, twice a day, not once a day. And that helped her tremendously. And I bought the 4,500 microgram, you know, $100-something bottle of their liquid. Like you draw it into a little syringe and squirt it in their mouth. And she is on that too. And I absolutely, absolutely, absolutely love the CBD products by CAM, K-A-H-M. I think it's called like Animal Plantinacea something. I don't know. I do love the CAM CBD products. So the CEP, Complete Equine Performance, whatever, they have several products. But that Hoof RX, I love. Now, I have two horses on it. And I have two horses on Nutraceuticals on the OE product. Let me go to their website so I can read off to you. There, my phone is, I typed in OE Nutraceuticals and it popped up nutraceutical definition. And I'm like, I didn't ask for that. Oh, my phone, I think, is like me. It has ADHD and it just goes so fast. It's just thinking about all the things that it could possibly need to think about long before I ever even ask it. Okay, so I feed the Align. I do have their Black Label liniment in the door of my trailer. I've got several of those. I love them. Bose Secret is a great product, a great all-around product. You might want to look into it if you're on a budget and you need a joint supplement and like a daily supplement. I do like that. Now, I feed Align and I feed Game Changer Plus. So it's two separate products and it's a lot of both products. But if you're needing to combine into one product, Bose Secret is $104. I believe that's for a month. It might be 2 months. Let me pull it up and look. Yep, it's $128 ounces, and you feed 2 ounces a day. So $104 is actually a 60-day supply. And this not only helps to promote muscle tone, joint function, and healthy structural development, it also has antioxidant support. And I do know a lot of people that think that Bose Secret is the greatest product on the market. And again, it's $104 for 2 months. So if you're not able to pay for a line, and also Game Changer Plus. Game Changer Plus is $150 for 60 days. And a line is, it's $200 for 6 months. So it's $50 a month. So if you're wanting to cut the cost way down and you're not competitive, I do think if you're competitive, you're competing, and you're hauling a lot and you're using your horses, I mean really using them, I would go with a line and Game Changer Plus. But through the winter when you're not hauling as much, or if you're just really trail riding, or you're just maybe competing like a team roper and you go once or twice a month, I think that I would have everything in my barn on Bose Secret. I really do. I've used their Flax Probiotic. It is a great product also. A friend of mine uses the Flax Probiotic, which is just kind of an overall health. It helps their stomach. It also helps their hair look better. It just kind of also has quality fat in it. And I think it's only 1 ounce a day. So basically it's a 4 month supply and it's $133. So if you have two horses, it'll last you 60 days. And she feeds it the Flax Probiotic and their joint juice. And their joint juice is also a product that lasts 64 days for two horses, and it's $99. So you can combine those two, and it's like $220 for 60 days for two horses. I break everything down into cost. You know, you want to be cost effective. You want to use the very best product you can find and also be cost effective. My point is there's a lot of great supplements out there. So if you have two supplements that are equal in quality, you might as well go with the one that's more cost effective. So I like that. Okay. I have two horses that are both Dash to Fames. They are Dash to Fames. So they are supposedly all prone to different things, blah, blah, blah. And I've heard that lysine is really great for Dash to Fames. They both kind of have wonky feet. They have good feet, but like the quality of growth is bad and the hoof that grows breaks off really easy. So I have both of them on Hoof Evolution. They've been on it a little more than 6 months because when I bought the other two horses, I decided that I was going to put them on the CEP hoof supplement to like have like a competition and see like which supplement is better. And really, honestly, I think both supplements are badass. But the two Dash to Fames are on Hoof Evolution, and it says the evolution of hoof supplements has begun. Hoof Evolution combines one of the highest concentrations of biotin per serving and specialized ingredients that have been case studied for I'm super smart. I read really clearly and vasodilation. Lord have mercy. Okay. And specialized ingredients that help that have been case studied for vasodilation properties. So that's for circulation. So what it means is that these ingredients have had studies that focus on blood flow to the feet. So great. So biotin isn't the only nutrient we use for hoof growth. We include high levels of D-L-methionine, zinc, copper, manganese, and lysine. It provides high level of nutrients, helps promote blood flow and circulation to the hoof. It is $70 for a 50-day supply. So it is 50 days for $70. The other product is $130 for 2 months. So the other product is quite a bit more expensive. I feel like both products have worked amazing. And I will tell you, both of the Dash to Fames being on Align and Hoof Evolution with that much biotin, the hair growth and the hoof growth is for real, y'all. For real. So I love those products. Of course, I love Solution. I love Maintain for stomachs. They have another product called Ultimate Oil. And if you ride a mare, I'm just going to tell you, OE Ultimate Oil is flax oil, soy-free, and super antioxidant liquid formula that supports healthy muscle enzymes, quality skin and coat, along with a healthy weight. This product is excellent as a support system to help defend against tie-up, to help aid in the recovery of muscle development post-EPM treatment. It contains acetaxanthin, a superior antioxidant that has been studied to lower muscle enzymes in horses in race training. And it is a powerful antioxidant with a broad health implication, unlike other antioxidants such as beta carotene, zeaxanthin, vitamin E, C, D, and selenium. It has never become prooxidant. Oh. So then it goes into studies in 2007 that analyzed several popular antioxidants and their power. They found the ataxanthin was 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C, 800 times stronger than Q-CoQ10, and 550 times stronger than green tea. Wow. And 75 times stronger than alpha lipic acid. So that's great. And it has like all the links to the studies. It also says that horses that are post-EPM treatment will benefit from the antioxidant support of Ultimate Oil to help aid and repair the nervous system tissue and regaining a healthy weight. So I actually have used this product and have just reordered it for a mare that I have, and I think it is amazing. She's kind of mare-ish, and when she comes in heat, she kind of is like a little tie-y up-y and just a little pissy and a little body sore and a little just pissy, PMS-y, teenager-y acting, like moody. And I'm going to tell you that I put her on Ultimate Oil just because she was in heat and she was so body sore. And we'll see. I just reordered, so I can't, I mean, she's been on it like 45 days. I'm going to go through another bottle of it with her. And we'll see. But I will tell you that I thought this, she just came in heat again, and she was not hardly body sore at all. So, I had a vet tell me that if I got her on something really high in antioxidants, a lot of times it can really help moody mares with body soreness. Obviously, it's not going to help like crampy, PMS-y that way, but it helps with just the overall. Some mares, when they come in heat, their body gets high in lactic acid buildup. And the antioxidants are good for that. And I really feel like it's helping. So if you have a super moody mare, even if you put them on things to help with their actual hormones or to actually help with like cramping, you have to remember that the muscle is completely different. And what's causing the muscles to be sore is completely different. That's all like lactic acid buildup. And I don't know. I just did what the vet said and it was a yes for me. So there you go. So I hope that this helps. I mean, I was very surprised how many people had like more questions about the supplements. And I was like, oh, like supplements are kind of a big deal. I will tell you guys, I have started thriving again. There, I just broke the news to all of you. If you would like to order Thrive, even if you ordered in the past and you haven't ordered recently, let me know. I know that my mom still is a Thriver. She's who I ordered from. And I've had a lot of people that are like, oh, I used to Thrive too, but my friend that I ordered from quit. Or I've had people say like, oh yeah, you know, I have an account, but I can't remember. You can just make a new email address and order through a new email address. That's what I had to do because I had old accounts and I was like, eh. So I just got a new email address and just ordered as a customer brand new. And if you want to start thriving again, let me know. I'll get you my mom's info. I'll get you a link to, you know, her stuff so you can order. And the reason I've gone back to it is just because I feel like their vitamins and the DFTs, which are the dermafoam technology patch things that they have, are probably the easiest, simplest supplements I've ever used. With Tinley, I needed an energy boost. I just did. I needed a little more energy. And I got online and started looking. I just started looking at all the vitamins. And then, God, you know, it's just like, the next thing you know, there's like 9 million different types of vitamins and supplements. And I was like, okay, I just want simple. So I just went back to Thrive because I can take 2 capsules in the morning. You know, they're individually wrapped. I can put them in my purse. I can put them in my console. That's the easiest thing, is that each dose is individually wrapped so that I can have them by my bed, but I can put some in my car and put some in my purse. That way I never forget them. And at whatever point I can take them. Now, if you ever tried Thrive in the past and it made you a little bit like heart racy, because it does Jacob that way, he splits it. He takes 1 capsule in the morning when he wakes up and he takes another capsule with lunch. And it actually sustains his energy all day long without being too much for him all at once in the morning. And he doesn't have that crash in the afternoon. So when I ordered Thrive and started back, I'm doing that. I'm taking 1 capsule in the morning when I wake up and 1 capsule with lunch. And so far it's amazing. And I ordered Black Label DFT. But if you don't like caffeine or you're a little caffeine sensitive, I would just do like the Ultra or something. I probably wouldn't go with Black Label.
So that's my take on that. I was a Thrive promoter for a long time, and I quit that company for another company. I still think that their multivitamins and their DFTs are fuckingbomb.com. I just don't think the rest of their products are. So I probably will never promote it again, like to the masses and stand behind the company and do all of that. But as a customer, I am super stoked to be back thriving. And my mother is still a promoter because she absolutely loves that company. And she has always loved their products, because she'll tell you, when she wasn't thriving, she was not like in a good place. And it really helped her with her anxiety, her depression. I think for many reasons, and since I'm not a promoter, I can talk about this from like a medical standpoint and what you gonna do about it. I feel like my mom was just at that age where she had gone through menopause and she was like tired all the time. And she just felt like she didn't have a lot going on. And so Thrive was not only good because she started feeling so much better, Thrive was really good for my mom because it gave her something to do, and it gave her a whole new network of people to meet and to be around. And my mom started qualifying for a lot of their lifestyle vacations, and that was so cool. My mom and I was still a promoter at the time. So my mother and I qualified for, let's see, where all did we go? We went to California. We went to Toronto, Punta Cana, Puerto Vallarta, New Orleans, and we've been to Dallas several times for the convention. So it just gave my mom like a group of people to, I'm not going to say be friends with, because I wouldn't say she's friends with them, but just a group of people to socialize with, to work, network with. It opened the door to some other opportunities for her. And I think it gave my mom, well, my sister's 19, so you have to remember, like, she's, I would say, an empty nester, but if I'm not there, my sister's there, my kids now, thank goodness I have a baby, and my mom is like the best Grammy ever. But I will just tell y'all that it just gave my mom something that, you know, on the days when Kaylee isn't there, and Tinley and I are down here, and she's just kind of feeling a little lonely, or just feeling a little like, what's my purpose? It gave her purpose. It gave her, she can talk to customers that want to thrive and that want to take vitamins or need to feel better, and she can help them kind of get a game plan. And I'm going to tell you that I love multi-level marketing for that reason. I feel like there's so many of you guys that look down on it, and I no longer do any multi-level marketing companies. I was very blessed that I had a very big team with Lavelle, that I had a very, very big team with New U Life, and being a seven-figure income earner through direct sales, through multi-level marketing, I was able to invest that money. And like all multi-level marketing companies, your team gets deep enough and big enough, and it's growing from the bottom, that a lot of people move on. And so I got to the point with New U Life that I kind of moved on from it. But I still love the HGH gel. It's not that I don't love the product. I still use the product. You know, I still use the product every day. Jacob uses that product religiously because he feels night and day difference using the HGH gel. And we couldn't do both. I couldn't stay with Lavelle and go to New U Life. So my thing about direct sales is, I think a lot of you guys who are like, oh, it's a scam. You know, I understand that there are lots of products out there that you can go and buy for the same price or maybe a little bit cheaper, and you just get on Amazon. And that's cool. Like, I don't even do a direct sale company anymore, but I just want you guys to hear me out on this part of it, because I really think that this is something that, for those of you that are super negative from direct sale, about direct sales, I want you to hear this from me and kind of think on this. Let's just say that you are somebody that's looking for vitamins and you do order from somebody that is a MLM person, whatever company they're worth with, but
And your order not only helps their family a little bit, but you also give that person a little bit of purpose, you know? And that's like with my mom. Like, I'm not trying to throw her under the bus. I love my mom. My mom has a lot of friends. My mom is a great person. But being part of that direct sale company helped my mom in a time to where I had moved. I mean, I had just moved to Louisiana, and my sister was a junior in high school, a sophomore becoming a junior in high school. So those are times to where my mom just needed something extra. You know, like, I'm very grateful. I'm very, very, very grateful for the opportunity that MLM companies, that direct sell companies, gave me in this lifetime, because I'm just telling you that I've earned a lot of money in commission. I mean, yes, those companies made a fortune, but so did I. But I made a lot of friends, and I made a lot of business connections, and man, I'm very grateful. And I may find another company, you know, that has products, or a company that I love, that I want to be a part of, and I'll join again. I'm not against direct sales. This does not mean, if you're with Prove It or any of those companies, to message me. I've seen them all. I've had my hair ruined by Monet. I've seen it all, done it all, whatever. And I'm not interested in most of the companies out there. But I am thriving again as a customer, because their vitamins and stuff are really, really, really good. Sorry, I'm opening mail. I went and checked my mail and confirm whatever. What is this? Do you guys ever get mail that's like, what is this? This is, oh. Okay. I love it. I love when it says this is a real check. Okay, so I just got a thing in the mail, and it says, "Dear Tara Sanders, because of your outstanding credit history, we are offering you the bonus below, blah, 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 to re..." Oh, so here's what's really cool. Speaking of direct sell companies and retiring, I have 780 credit, which I never had. I had 300 credit when I started with direct sell companies. So process that. 360 was my credit score 6 years ago. I had horrible credit. I was so broke. I was so broke, and my credit was so bad I couldn't even pay attention. And my stocks and bonds, or whatever, are fixing to be for renewal. Some of my, I guess my like CDs or whatever, are fixing to be up for renewal, and I am going to renew them. And this is a bonus for, this is a huge bonus from my bank, from Franklin Financial, which I bank with. And it said, like, pay to the order of, so like I'm opening that, I almost threw this away. And this is like a check that it says, like, this is a real check, basically due to my outstanding credit history, blah, blah, blah. I can deposit this check, and by depositing it, it just automatically will renew my CDs so that they will be for another 24 months, which I was going to do anyway. And this is like a bonus for $2,100, like free money to do what I was going to do anyway. So it's just funny that I'm on the phone giving a podcast about, like, hey, I'm going to thrive again. And, you know, my mom still does direct sales and multi-level marketing, and so did I. And, you know, I made money through it, and I've kind of like taken a step back, and I don't anymore, but I did for a long time. But I'm just telling you guys, absolutely without a shadow of a doubt, if you've ever wanted to do a multi-level marketing company, or you just need a little extra income, or you just need something to do during the day, and you feel like you are a stay-at-home mom and you're alone, you know, and you want to be part of a community that will embrace you, multi-level marketing is great. And next time you get the, "Hey sis, haven't seen you since high school," kind of message from the bully in high school. Just know that the truth is, you know, she's probably at home alone with her kids and she's joined a company and she is excited and she is reaching out to you. And what I always tell those people is, hey, thank you so much. I already order from that company and I really appreciate it and good luck. And the truth is, there are so many times that I hate the company, or it is a company that is a competitor to a company that I work with. You know, like when I did Thrive, people all the time from other companies would be like, hey, have you heard of, yes, I have. I've heard of all of them. I've seen them all. I know your compensation plan. I know all your products. I thought long and hard about this before I picked a company. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is I would lie. I would flat lie and be like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I've heard of Prove It. I love their iogenous ketones. Yeah, I order them from a friend of mine. You know what? You'll love it. Good luck with that company. Like, more power to you. By the way, I also am in MLM and I do this company. And if you ever want to order from my company, let me know. But I'm always super kind and try to be super, what's the name like of it? Like the kind of like reciprocity. Like I believe in reciprocity, which is just kind of like you know, you kind of get what you put in. But sorry, I'm trying to do 50 things at once. First three, 5, 2, 5. Okay, sorry, I'm trying to do 3 things at once now. I don't even know my phone number. 318-33. Okay. Sorry, it took me a second because I never call myself. So I had to think about my phone number. Have you ever had to do that? Like actually think about your phone number? Yeah, well, that was me just now. Okay, so what I was saying is, oh Lord love me. I never shoot down people that do MLMs. Like, yeah, I cannot tell you how many times I have genuinely felt like, ugh. What a nasty sales pitch, or that was a really bad way to approach me because I did MLM and was a $1 million commission earner. So like I killed it and I can't tell you how many people threw up on me. That's like a name. Like you just throw up on people. But let me tell you, when somebody throws up all over you about a company they've joined, please, please take it from me. That is somebody that is just so excited to belong to something that they are throwing up all over you and people look at it. The problem is people look at it like they're just trying to sell you something. Like, God, they just want to sell me something so fucking bad. They threw up all over me. Like, ugh, I never want to hear about Prove It again. I never want to hear about Thrive again. I never want to hear about any of these things again. Ugh. But I promise you, if you'll just take a step back, and you don't have to order, but just be kind, because these are people that literally are finally excited about something for the first time in a long time, because I watched my mom do it a little bit when she first got involved. I joined Lavelle and I had a 40K team in 2 weeks. I had an 80K team in 30 and I had a 200K team in 60 days. So I had huge team very quickly. And my mother joined because I gave her Thrive for Mother's Day. She loved it. She was like a day one Thriver. And I watched my mom just be so excited about these products and want everybody to know about it. Her sister, which is my aunt. I mean, my mother just wanted everybody to know how good she felt. And she was so excited to have a reason to reach out to people. And I want you guys to think about that. Like, it's totally cool to be like, ugh, that bitch in high school that was such a bully to me, which is not my mother, by the way, but it's, you know, there are those girls out there. You haven't heard from them since high school. And they're like, hey, you want to be a boss babe and a CEO of your own company? And you're like, here comes the, And Jacob always tells me that I throw up, fake throw up so good it actually makes him like, which I think is so funny. Anyway, that's how I feel though when I read those messages, because for me, anytime I've done any MLMs or any products or horse products, horse supplements, people supplements, whatever, it's because I really believed in them. Like, I really freaking believed in the products. And we've all been there. We've all, like, taken something that we want everybody to know about. But I'm just saying, okay, when people message you, be kind. Because she may have been a bully to you in high school, but just be thankful that you were kind enough to not have to be that person. I just want everybody to be kinder. God, I've been preaching about that in my last podcast too. Like, let's just be nicer to each other. I think it's because I've been off of social media for 60 days. 60 freaking days I have not been on Facebook. And I just feel so kind. I just feel so kind. And I feel like I love y'all and I miss y'all. And I have forgotten how mean people are. You know, like, I forgot how mean people can be. Because I've not subjected myself to it. I've actually protected myself for 60 days from the masses and the bullshit and the judgment and the nasty grams. And God, it feels good. It feels so good. And I'm just saying that I've also taken time to reflect and to look at situations. And when I ordered Thrive, my mom was like, Tara, I saw where you ordered. And I could just tell that she was like hopeful that I maybe would want to get back into selling Thrive, and it's not going to happen. But I can tell you that it has been something that's been awesome for my mom. It's just been awesome. My mother has got goals, y'all, like goals. Like, my mother is, you know, a 61 model. So my mother will be 60, right? My mom will be 60 next year, 59 now. Yes, my mom just turned 59. My mother will be 60 next year. And my mother is killing it. You know, she's got her little team of people that she loves and that she coaches. And women that she gets to talk to. And, I mean, yes, she is this quote-unquote CEO of her own business or whatever. I mean, I don't ever look at it like that. I look at it like I found a product that's bad fucking ass. I love it. You'll love it. Let's do it, you know? So it's probably why I was better at it than a lot of people, because I wasn't throwing up in your inboxes trying to convince you to be a hashtag boss babe, you know? You know, it's annoying when people inbox it to you. It's just as annoying when I jump out of the closet on a podcast at you as you're cleaning stalls and you were like, oh, I wasn't, I'm like, let me turn the volume down. Like, the fuck, Tara, the fuck. Hashtag boss babe. Hashtag CEO of my own world. I'm trying to think of all the other cheesy shit that they say that, I mean, honestly makes us, but please remember, please, I'm begging you to remember to be kind to them, because it is really actually great for a lot of these women to step outside of the box and to not be alone at home with their kid miserable. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I am now a new mom. Well, I'm not new, my kid's two, but I can tell you that there are moments that I'm so thankful that I have the support system I do, and that we have the feedlot, and that I still do sell horses, and I still have a lot going on, because mom life can be a little bit lonely and it can be a little bit overwhelming. And sometimes you can just need a little bit of an adult conversation with somebody. And I think that there are very, very, very few people that are real enough in this world to tell you that, that'll say like, hey, I joined this company because I really, you know, I'm a mom and I need to make a little extra money, and I really like their products. And I know if you're not interested, it's totally cool. But if you are interested, like, you know, I do sell them, and I would love, love to, talk to you about all of our products and maybe, you know, help you get like on a supplement program. Because it's given me more energy and I really needed it being a mom, you know? And I think if people would be more real like that, that we would all be more okay with MLMs and things like that. And it's just so hard. And y'all know what I'm talking about. It is so hard to be excited about people joining MLMs when they throw up on us. And unfortunately, they want to, they think that to attract more people, they have to talk about the money part of it. you know? And I mean, I'm like, sometimes when I get those inbox messages, I'm like, girl, I made over $1 million in commission. Like, I am borderline retired. I told Jacob if Biden becomes president and we have to retire because nobody eats meat and the oil field crashes and we can't sell horses to nobody, at least we might be retiring on a beanie and weenie diet. Well, I guess not even weenies. We'll be retiring on a beanie and bread, you know, diet, because that, you know, I have to think about, like, okay, we both might live to be 90 and we're in our 30s, so we're gonna have to make it like 60 some odd years on what's left in our bank, but we can do it. And I'm gonna tell y'all a little secret, and this is something I don't say a lot. Our savings is because of my MLM income. I mean, what I earned off of Thrive and New You Life is what our savings is. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot, and it's also not a lot, because you all know how much restitution Jacob had to pay for his little felony. Fucker. And like, that's another thing. Like, Jacob and I have gotten to a place in our life to where we can joke about that. Like, it's finally healing. It took a long time. I cried. God, I'm telling you, even into last year, I still couldn't hardly tell the story about Jacob being a felon without crying. And maybe I'll get him on a damn podcast, and him and I will do a podcast on his felony so that y'all can laugh with us, because we have finally healed enough now that we can laugh about it a little bit. I mean, in your 20s, you just do stupid shit. My God. I want to feel 20 again, but I don't want to be 20. Have you ever felt that way? Like, I would like to feel 25. No, I'd like to feel 22. You know, jump out of bed without a crick in my neck and not need Thrive. That would be amazing. But in all actuality, I don't want to be 20 anything again, because in your 20s, you just don't have a clue and you do such stupid shit, you know? God bless. Like, I just pray that my daughter is smarter than I was. And I do pray that she's not as hard-headed and stubborn. And I think she's going to be. And I sometimes look at her and I shake my head and think, ooh, life is going to be tough on you, baby, because you is mine. And I'm thick. Thick. I mean, more than in the thigh. I mean, I'm a little thick-skulled, too. Thick-headed, for sure. Thick-skinned also, though. So, but I have to be thick-skinned because I'm stupid sometimes. So, you have to be thick-skinned when you're stupid. But I don't want to be 20 ever again. So, anyway, the only reason I bring this up is because, yes, I've started thriving again. And yes, I absolutely love their vitamins and their DFT. I do not like their shakes. I do not like the rest of their shit. I don't think I like any of their other products. I've tried them. I don't mind their Balance and I don't mind their Expand. I don't like their skincare line at all. I think it's trash. My mother loves it, but my mother does love everything. My mom likes their shakes. I don't. I do Lady Boss Lean, which is a protein powder, and that's what I buy. And it's just but I like the girl that owns that company. She's super cute and she's funny and she's just hilarious. I mean, she's just hilarious funny, you know. She's a new mom too. So I buy Lady Boss Lean, and that's the protein powder that I like. So I do not buy Thrive's Three Steps. I buy and I don't buy their, I used to use their product that was like a greens. It's called Boost. I don't like it either. I buy Lady Boss's greens. So, you know, I'm no longer a promoter. I can pick and choose. But as far as vitamins and their DFT, if you need a little bit of mint, like, I will tell you another thing. Mom brain is probably the most real thing I ever experienced. Like, brain fog, mom brain, like, forgetful, like, can't find my keys and they were in the refrigerator type shit. Cannot believe that happens to me. And I will say that the capsules, they really, really help my mental clarity. So I will say there are great products in multi-level marketing companies. Great products. So, you know, if somebody reaches out to you that is a multi-level marketing person, just give them a little bit of your time. You don't have to buy anything. The best way to get out of it is to say, oh my gosh, girl, I love that company. And I actually already have ordered from another friend of mine. And if they ask you like, oh, what did you order? Or they want to talk about it because they think you might not be telling the truth. You know what I always tell them? I'm like, you know what? This is so funny you say that. My friend Courtney, which I don't even know a Courtney. I mean, not like up close and personal. Is like a promoter. And she helped place my order. And it hasn't even come in yet. But your company must be blowing up because she just reached out to me. So like, get it, girl, while the getting's good, because she totally had me sold. And when my products get here, I'm excited and I'll let you know how it goes. They never message you again because a lot of them really don't genuinely care about that part of it. They just, you know, they want to sell something and they want to like have a conversation and build a team. And when, you know, you're under somebody else, they're not going to keep stepping over that line and like waste their time. You know, they're going to hopefully build a team and find people that order through them that they can build that relationship with. Cause that's what helped my mom, like building relationships with people. And my mom gets about one or two new customers a week. And what is so good about that is my mom can take a little bit of her extra time where she might not have a lot to do, with my sister being out of the house and me being out of the house and Tinley not being super close. And my mom can have adult conversations and talk to them about the products. And it just gives her some fulfillment. So I want you to think about that. So this is a little bit about MLM. Sorry, I know we all, because even I do at some of the people that throw up. But I just want you to just be a little bit more kind-hearted. If you need an exit on how to not have to order from them, just tell them, you know what, I do order that product. Whatever, but I'm just telling y'all. It's also not bad though if you spend a little bit of time and let them tell you about their products and just remember that maybe they're doing this because they need something to do. There's a lot of moms out there that join MLMs because they're stay-at-home moms and they don't know how to make friends and they don't know how to be honest about the fact that they're struggling in their current situation. Maybe not just financially, but also just struggling to find adult companionship, and they've joined this because they want to be a part of something to feel good about themselves and feel good about the people around them. So just think about that. You don't have to buy anything, but you can be nice about it. So all right, you guys, that's how I feel about horse supplements. And I don't know how I went from horse supplements to MLM bullshit, but I think, oh, I know how, because after I got done talking about horse supplements, I told y'all that I reordered Thrive. That's why. Yeah, I did. Okay, and then it got into an MLM spill. Well, I currently don't sell any products, and I'm not a promoter for any MLM. So, hey, guess what? I'm not trying to sell y'all nothing. But if you do want to order Thrive, too, my mom does. All right, you guys. I love you, and I will talk to you on the next podcast.